Flawed premise number 13. There are right ways and wrong ways to live, and all people should discover and agree on what the right way of living is, and then that right way should be enforced. This flawed belief that there is only one right decision about any topic is at the heart of tremendous discord and upheaval. It is fortunate that you have no way of enforcing this flawed concept, for if you could, it would surely lead to the end of beingness. In other words, since all expansion is born from the new intentions and ideas that are born from the contrast, elimination of the contrast would stop the expansion. Do not worry, for that will never be the case, for the perfect balance of diversity has been very well established and flows with the laws of the universe. We're not discussing these things with you to preserve mankind or eternity, because none of that is in jeopardy. We do discuss it with you, however, because your joyful survival is predicated upon your understanding of these things. When your life causes you to radiate a request into your vibrational escrow, your emotional guidance system will help you find vibrational alignment with it. And finding that alignment is necessary to your joyful fulfillment and expansion. And no laws that are apart from that have any bearing on you. The majority of laws that surround you, both religious and secular, were written by those not in alignment with the broader perspective of Source. Your laws are usually written from the perspective of what is not wanted, and so many people spend a tremendous amount of time in argument about which laws are right and which laws are wrong, and in doing so hold themselves apart from their expanded perspectives. And then they use the negative emotion that they feel, which exists because of their separation from Source, as their justification for their arguments. When you no longer seek the final word on the rightness of your behaviors, and instead seek alignment with the source within you by finding thoughts, words, and deeds that fill you with love while you participate, you will understand that it is possible to live upon this planet with large numbers of other beings who believe and behave in a variety of ways in peace. When you are able to focus in such a way as to allow your alignment with source, even though others are choosing to behave differently than you are choosing, then you will truly be free from the bondage of attempting the impossible task of getting everyone to agree on one right way. One right way would lead to endedness. Many right ways allows eternal expansion. The reason why people believe that they need laws to control others around them is that they believe that the behavior of others can negatively impact them. But when you come to understand that nothing can come into your experience unless you invite it through thought, then you understand that you can release the impossible task of trying to control the behavior of others and replace it with the much simpler task of controlling the direction of your own thoughts. We have come to remind you about the art of allowing, the art of allowing your vibrational alignment with all that you have come to be and to desire. There is enough room in this very large, very diverse physical world for all that you are wanting. And every awful or abhorrent thing that you see exists only because someone is disallowing the well-being that would be there otherwise. The law of attraction is the law that manages all things that are vibrational, and all things are vibration. You do not have to work at that law, it just is. If you will put your attention toward understanding and applying the art of allowing, you will live in joy regardless of what others are doing. Just remember, during the time that you are giving your attention to those who are not joyful, you are not practicing the art of allowing.